available.
All this time that I've been here, that was higher ground. Anything you parked over here was safe.
Okay.
Now, if you look at it, it's up to the doors.
Ah, that's scary in New Jersey. But New Jersey, not the only place that was scary when it comes to floods. And we're not talking about parking lots and getting on trains even. In fact, we're talking about in neighborhoods, people stranded all over the place. What's interesting is, and this is where we begin on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, what's interesting is now in the aftermath, it's the same thing. It's about the flooding. It's not so much about Irene. Here she comes. Oh, my gosh. What kind of storm is this going to be? It's like, what is she leaving in her path? And the problem is the overflow. We've said this now a zillion times, and all of you know this, the overflow of the rivers. It's just something that somehow is a little bit of a disconnect, especially with Vermont. In looking at Vermont, that's not what I wouldn't have thought that. I just wouldn't have thought that originally looking at a map. I wouldn't have said to myself, oh, Vermont's going to be cut off because look, all these rivers are going to overflow. They're going to crest. And you think of the flat land below and the mountains. You've got all these cool little towns, these nooks and crannies. And all these cracks are going to be filled with water, and that's exactly what has happened. You have a lot of the flood people that are just cut off from everything. So the National Guard, the Vermont National Guard, started to deliver emergency stuff. I mean, we're even talking formula, diapers, food, water. I mean, the basics. There were airlifts, very similar in a way to Katrina, only you didn't have the massive amount of people in one area. It was spread out, small towns, like I said. So they are crippled there. And it's not lost on the governor who declared a state of emergency, Governor McDonnell, heading into this, just like Governor Chris Christie in New Jersey. Both are bearing the brunt, I think those two states, of most of the flooding, even though there's flooding in other spots as well. And trust me, there's going to be another side to this. I mean, there's so many little pockets of where Irene hit. Erosion will be a big deal in some of those beach areas. But it's not the erosion and it's not the money on this, because what's happening is we know that FEMA, the emergency system is basically done for. There's not enough money there to cover all of this. But it's not about the struggling over the dollars. It's the struggling over making sure everybody's safe. Because nobody's looking to have a repeat, even in a smaller sense, of what happened during Katrina. How many people were glued to the Weather Channel? How much were we rubbernecking this story? And I'm not surprised by this, but the answer is the numbers came out. Almost 3 million people were watching the Weather Channel on Saturday from 6 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. And we're not talking about all the older people. Nobody in their 20s was watching it. No, a lot of people in their 20s were watching it. The total viewers were almost 3 million. But the people from 25 to 54, over a million. Then you compare that to, and this is interesting, to the viewers on Sunday, 6 in the morning to 2, because remember in the East Coast, that's when a lot of that hit. Fox had 1.43 million. The Weather Channel, 1.40. CNN, 1.28. The purpose of me telling you the numbers, oh yeah, MSNBC always bringing up the rear, 477,000. I mean, people wanted to know. They probably, a lot of people in these areas even, and people who had relatives there, because the weather, which everything peaked at 8 a.m. on the Weather Channel, they were averaging almost that 3 million. And the same with all the other stations as well. It was, and networks. It was all in the morning when everybody was watching. So there was a lot made about too much hype and then not enough substance. In other words, Irene was going to be this horrific, terrible thing that was going to rate as one of the all-time worst hurricanes, possibly at least in the top five. And then it turns out, like I said, it's all about the aftermath a little bit more than the actual touchdown. So Craig Fugate, who's in charge of FEMA, felt like he had come, I think, to the defense of the weather service. So what did he do? He decided to tell the world this.
Really need to give a shout-out here to the National Weather Service. Their local forecasters working with the state and local emergency managers saved a lot of lives by getting out flash flood warnings.
And the flash flood warnings, that was good because the flash flood problems were huge, absolutely, in the aftermath. And that's when the governor of New Jersey said, boy, you have got to stay out of the streets and not think that it's okay to lollygag and walk through these streets with a little bit of water here and there, jump in the car, because before you know it, you're going to be washed away. And sadly, with the death toll up over 40, that's what happened in many cases. People were out milling around, you know, trying to do whatever, run to the store, do whatever they were going to do, and they got caught in a flash flood. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to go political on you. Yes, indeed. What's the latest 2012 with the Republicans? Mitt Romney speaks out and some others as well. While the Democrats are doing a few other things and putting Obama in front of certain fundraising crowds, especially with a holiday weekend coming up, and jobs, jobs, jobs on the mind of so many, both the Republicans and the Democrats are wrestling to be the party that is going to be identified as the party of getting jobs, of delivering jobs, as things start to heat up a little bit more. We're going to have another one of those we can count moments for you. I say another one of those because it's all about the numbers, as I'm very, very fond of saying. Everything relates back to the numbers, and boy, do we have them for you. A couple of different twists and turns in the numbers department. And also coming up in this hour as well, we're going to check the mailbag. So we have a lot to get to. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can certainly do that on any and all of it. Are you surprised by the aftermath? And were you one of those people? Were you just glued to the story because you had family in the area or you're living there? There's people listening to us in Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, in the Delaware Valley, in Vermont. A lot of people on the East Coast, Virginia. So maybe you were just stuck inside your house. I call it caving it, and you really caved in. You had everything you needed, and you put on the Weather Channel just to kind of watch and then peeked out of your curtains to see what was going on out there. So maybe that's exactly what you ended up doing. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk a little bit more about the deadliest month for the USA in Afghanistan, and that would be August. Lost in all the things that are going on with the deficit and how furious we all are with our elected officials, somehow every once in a while what will happen, Afghanistan takes a front seat and then suddenly takes a back seat. But the numbers are pretty ugly. So now officially after 10 years, this has been the worst month. More details on what happened recently, especially with one just terrible, terrible Chinook helicopter that was shut, you know, that was shot down. Some of the details on what happened in Afghanistan coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
That's why he goes there for is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
When we talk about the loss of life in Afghanistan, because at this point, I mean, wow, you know, already we're starting to withdraw some of the extra troops that were pushed over into the war. 10,000 are supposed to be out this year, another 23,000 by the summer of 2012. So that would leave, give or take, 6,800 by my calculations, right, on the ground there in that country. But the major, major, major combat units won't really start to leave until late fall. You have two National Guard groups, or regiments is the correct way to say it, of about 1,000 soldiers that started to go home last month. And remember, 2014 is the supposed target date for the police and the soldiers to take over, to take the lead in defending their own country and watch the international combat force disperse, go home, and maybe do more support roles if that's the case. So in a speech Tuesday in Minnesota, the president talked about the troops who have been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq and basically said that, you know, look, these people, the Afghans, are going to take responsibility for their own security and for our troops and military families. You know, this means relief from a decade of that was unrelenting of operations. So you had the 30 Americans killed in the Chinook crash that was just outside of Kabul. You had 23 who died in August in Kandahar and the Helmand provinces as well in the southern part of Afghanistan, rather. And the main focus, of course, of the coalition forces, which is there, that's the main focus, right? You had 13 killed in eastern Afghanistan. So it was a very, very rough month. And not surprising, I wasn't shocked when I saw that officially it becomes the deadliest month. And the helicopter was certainly one of the reasons. And the military knew that there was going to be high casualties during the summer. In fact, there was a warning about that heading into the summer at one of the points where there was some testimony on the Hill, because you have the Taliban trying to come back after a couple of different things, including what happened with the invasion of Osama bin Laden's compound and taking him out and whatnot, that sort of trickled over back into Afghanistan. So, you know, the same question keeps arising. Do you, when you look at this, does that just send your blood boiling? You know, I think of the sacrifice of these families, and we just can't do enough for these troops. We just cannot do enough. And I've talked to, and we're going to have some people on the show, but I've talked to some guys who have come back. You know, there's always this push about hire a vet. We're going to hire veterans. They tell me that's baloney. That, in fact, some of them leave their military service off their resume because they think it hurts them. That is, wow, that's a shame. Where they should be, and they are proud, but where they should not be told, hey, listen, they're not cool about hiring vets, leave it off, or they're purposely leaving it off. What country are we living in? We're not backing up the guys who are out there risking their skin every single day on these, especially on these front lines with the crazy snipers trained right on them. Come on. You know, the glory days are so gone. When you go back and look at old footage, I love to read things about, like, World War II. And you think of some of the horrific things, of course, that many of the veterans saw. I have a relative, a grandfather, who he still, to this day, gets choked up, can't really talk about it too much because it's hard for him to relive it. And I think, wow, what happened when they came back? How were they embraced? And you know how they were embraced? A lot better, I think, in some cases than some of these soldiers are embraced when they come back to the U.S. And that's a shame. Even though there's supposedly these programs and this push to do something, it seems as though a lot of it really isn't permeating. It sounds good. It's great in speeches and to have the troops behind you and say, yeah, we can't, our military families. But in actual reality, is this being implemented? And the answer is, according to so many that I've talked to, not so much. Not really. Not really. We're going to go to the mailbag, but before we do that, rather, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan. There's always that lull before we get you on. I always feel like you have this strange headset on and you're leaning all the way up like you have to just reach across to get to that phone.
Ditto. You got it, Dave. You got it.
All right.
Okay, now I want you to be quiet and let me finish here, okay? I listened to a speech that Obama's going to give us a speech about jobs. August 29th, he said he was going to come back from his vacation. He told Brian Williams he was going to come back from his vacation. He was going to give us a speech on jobs and line out his jobs program. Pardon me. That was 2010. Oh, August 29th, 2011. Obama's going to take his vacation and come back and give us a speech on his jobs program. 2011. Why, deja vu all over again, right? Okay,
yes.
Afghanistan, as the son of a Marine and the grandfather of a Marine, that war is just a shooting gallery. We're not allowed to fight it. We got engagement rules that we have to warn them of their Miranda rights when we take them prisoner. If they drop their weapon even after trying to blast us, we're not allowed to shoot them. That's just a shooting gallery against our people. We should just blow those mountains to pieces and close all the passes to Pakistan and tell the Afghanis, hey, guys, you're on your own. We're out of here. Okay,
I agree.
That's my 2 cents on that, babe.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. And you just set it up. I mean, both you and I agree that we should not be there. And you said it even much better than I have, where it is a shooting gallery and the rules of engagement. I've talked about this before. Are sickening. We've talked about it with Jeff Atticott. How do you expect them to fight when you're, I mean, it's ridiculous. How are you fighting this war when their hands are tied so much? It's sad. I agree. So, by the way, I think we lost you there. Thanks, Dan. So far this year, 403 international service members, including at least 299 Americans, have been killed in Afghanistan. And as I said, August, of course, the deadliest month of all. And let's hope that as many guys and women that can come back safely do so as we get closer to that 2014 and, of course, go through the fall and pull more back. Let's hope that happens. You know, speaking of pulling back or going after the Gaddafi situation, I can't just let this go. It's so crazy. They keep saying there's the final battle. How many times do you say it's the final battle in Libya? Can someone not find Gaddafi? Here's what they're saying. The rebels have an ultimatum that they've issued. The ragtag group of we don't know who the rebels are and they're going to take over the government. The rebels give Gaddafi until Saturday to surrender. So they must think he's in that gerbil hole somewhere, the massive tunnels underneath Tripoli. So what does it mean? Look, we're going to smoke you out. We think we know where you are. We are what? We give you until Saturday, or you're going to have a military assault. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have a military assault, and we're going to take over the country. Scary, because who's taking over the country? Who is that? We don't know who that is that's taking over the country. All right, coming up on the flip side, we will check the mail, like I said, plus we'll take some calls. So if you want to throw in your 2 cents about Afghanistan or anything else, please do so. 800-259-5791. We're turning over to the B side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come away with me in the night.
All right, I promise, since I beat all of you up about the mailbag, that if you want to vent on anything, you can always shoot it to me through the website, americatonight.net. So we will go there. But before we do, let's go to Leona in Texas. Hey, Leona.
Well, I listen to you every night, girl. And
oh,
I really
thanks.
Enjoy it. I don't like what I hear sometimes, but I still listen.
Thank you.
And one thing is about our boys. We cannot do enough for them. I have a grandson in the Marines, and he's been over there two or three times. I think he's over there now, I'm not for sure. But lots and lots of our boys. I think they ought to bring them home and let Gaddafi or whatever his lousy name is, let them fight it out among themselves. We've been over too long, like a lot of people think. We need to say, need to get our boys home and take care of the homeland here.
And oh, I agree.
We need a different president, too.
I so agree that we need to get them out. Leona, what's your grandson's name?
His name is, he's a sergeant, Joshua, Samuel Joshua C.
S-E-E. Joshua.
Yeah.
We get some applause for him. Yes, because he's putting it all on the line, and I'm glad that you called us, and I'm glad that you're a strong listener to America Tonight and a true patriot. I can tell. I can feel it. You've got that hardcore opinion. That's great. Thanks
yes,
for the call. Thank
and
you.
I'll tell you what, we need a new president, too.
All right, so another vote to put somebody else in 2012. And
I'm going to do my best to live where I can vote both of them out.
All right.
I'm diabetic, and I'm 82 years old, but God help me, I'll live, and I'll vote.
All right, you hang in there so you can vote. Thanks for
you
the call.
Bet. That's exactly what I'm living for right now.
I love it.
To vote Obama out. We don't need another year with Obama.
I love it. I love it. Hardcore. No more Obama. Thanks, Leona. Appreciate it. You hang in there. Take care of yourself. Boy, there's a lot of people, not just, because, you know, what will happen is people will say, just that conservative right-wing, you know, conversation. But it's not. Democrats, even back east, some of the more liberal Democrats that I know are saying they're not happy with what's happened the last couple of years, and they don't want to blame it on the previous administration. They're not happy at all with some of the decisions and where we've gone, and that they either won't vote, but they don't want to vote for Obama. So it's interesting. I wonder what's going to happen as we get closer to the nominating process for whoever's going to represent the Republicans. Who is it going to be? Rick Perry is gaining a lot of steam, but also there are a lot of people that are trying to reveal some things about Perry that could take him down a peg. But right now he's standing strong in the polls. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. Okay, so in checking the mailbag, we get this one from Alex, who says, I am so tired, Kate, of this whole mess in Afghanistan. A lot of my friends have served, and I served in a previous war. I don't blame the American people. I blame the administration. We cannot continue to stay there under the Karzai regime, because I think I've heard you say this. It's nothing but nepotism, and ultimately, if anything, whatever the deal is, he'll cut the deal with the devil himself. Yeah, I don't know if I said the devil thing. I've said that about other people, but I'm not a big fan of Alex Hamid Karzai's either. And certainly in Afghanistan, what's happening is, and I've said this a million times, the people are so illiterate, they don't really know what's what. They only know that they have to feed their family, and the Taliban can win them over back in the villages again. That's unfortunately what there's a good chance of happening anyway. So it's you have all these guys who have served, all these people who have served, and then they end up, what Dan in Texas said, they end up in a shooting gallery. It's not the same kind of war. And the other part of that equation is the fact that they're not given the tools they need really to fight. And I don't mean the weaponry, but the rules of engagement. Boy, we've dedicated shows to that and had Jeff Atticott on and other people, and people who have served, and they talk about, you know, really how tough that is. All right, here's another one. This is from Marshall, and Marshall says, hello, Kate Delaney. I have to tell you that I listen to your show a lot. I'm not always on board with everything you talk about, but I have to say I like your sassiness. One thing I do enjoy that you seem to do so well is you treat all the callers, even if you can't agree with them or if they seem like complete idiots or they seem super cool, you seem to treat everyone the same way on the same level. Maybe you should think of running for office. Oh, no. I'm not, Marshall, I am not electable. Are you kidding? There is no way. And there's no way I would deal with the politics, the nasty web that is in Washington. Let's say if you were talking about a Washington thing, or even you see it sometimes in the local levels, I couldn't do it. I couldn't play that game. So I would be too rough. I'd be too rough for the politicians. I wouldn't be electable, like I said. So that's interesting though. Let's move to another one. This one is from Seth, and Seth says, I have a question. My question is, did you hear about this other hurricane that's starting up. You cannot tell me, do we have another hurricane that is on the heels of Irene? Yes, we do. And this one is, well, could be. It's called Katia. So Katia is brewing. I knew a Katia once. Katia is brewing and could shape up to be the next thing to worry about. But it's not happening over the Labor Day weekend. So there's the good news. You don't have to panic about it at this point. Still way, way, way offshore. You know, people forget this is hurricane season and heading really through September. You're still in the middle of it. So that weather can kick up. You know, you get the right ingredients, the perfect storm, if you will. And here we go again. And it depends on what it goes through and, you know, the whole thing with the winds and where it picks up. And, you know, they're tracking, at least they're tracking this new storm. But at this point, it's too far offshore, I think. You know, it's not even reached the tip of Venezuela or around Puerto Rico. So when it comes through, it would be way after the holiday, if then, and it's Tropical Storm Katia. There was an advisory, though, that did come out late on Tuesday. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hi, Kate. If you ever ran for presidency, I'm running to Mexico.
Thanks. I appreciate that support.
No, I'm just kidding, Kate. Hey, you're still on this get out of Afghanistan thing, huh?
Well, I don't see the point. I mean, you know, you have diehards like you even heard Dan, as I said, say it's I'm from a military family, and they say the same thing. These are hardcore veterans who are saying this is ridiculous. And you got to think about the rules of engagement and the things that have happened along the way. I mean, you know, look at 2014 is when the supposed pullout date is anyway. So what happens when we leave Afghanistan? What do you think is going to happen to that country?
Well, what happened last time, Soviets fought there for 8 years and beat them back, and we left a void. And I can't remember if I told you my theory behind this or not. You have three choices. You either go in and you institute a puppet government, which is what we've done right now. I mean,
right.
Karzai's our boy, even though he may not be the best choice, you know. We did that in Iraq until they could have their own free elections, and now I wouldn't call the government in Iraq an American puppet anymore, but you know, in the sense that we were the ones that did output them the government in. Or we can leave and not do anything like we did at the end of World War One and then let people like Hitler come to power. So, you know, there's a lot of choices that you make and when you're involved in conflicts and wars. And, you know, there's always, I've always believed this, Kate, that, you know, America's what, 10-1, something like that in wars.
Right.
We're going to strike. We're 10-1. We're back. Anyways, and the thing is, Kate, though, we might have won the wars, but we really, every war that we've had, you can really can look back at the social effect and the consequences that's had on America, you know, and in the sense that, in a way, we didn't exactly want to do the clean slate as it seems, because we still suffer from those wars. And I'm not talking just the lost, you know, soldiers, et cetera, just the effects that it has on our society, and you have to study deeply to understand that. But you know, I mean, I can point out every, you know, various wars that, you know, we won those wars, but it left behind, you know, something in the sense that we didn't win it completely. You know what I'm saying?
There's
effects left behind. So you know, it takes you know great leadership or whatever, and to decide whether, you know, this is something that the United States needs to be involved in. Obama made the right choice for Libya. This is what I do. We're not getting involved. Let them do it themselves.
Yeah, the music means your time is up, Don. You know, in comparing the Middle East, when we just look at the Iraq situation versus the Afghanistan situation, the biggest difference, of course, with Iraq, more educated, oil, all that kind of stuff, versus the tough terrain of Afghanistan and everything that's happened in the 10-year period. Stay with.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Shopping, we can count. AT&T, they're no dummies. You know, we keep talking about all these jobs that get shipped overseas and how we're all so sick of it and why is that happening and what can we do to keep the companies here and keep people employed. AT&T says they're going to bring back 5,000 call center jobs that are currently abroad, meaning, you know, when you call up and you get somebody who's talking in whatever accent and they can't understand what you're saying, you can't understand what they're saying. Not that I'm saying that's always the case, but quite often. So they're talking about bringing the jobs back if they're allowed to go ahead with their $39 billion acquisition of T-Mobile. They say the merger would not result in any job losses for AT&T or T-Mobile. And then they'd have these call center employees who would be on the payroll in the U.S. when the deal closes. That's the way to gig the FCC and the Justice Department, because they've been reviewing this whole thing, whether or not they're violating antitrust regulations. So why not dangle that carrot out there? Let's bring those jobs back. And, of course, people are struggling, and 5,000 jobs is 5,000 jobs. Working in the call center and making a little bit of money to feed your family is better than not working at all. And that was a smart thing, I think, to throw out. All right, we move from jobs to Yosemite. It's been a rough year in some of these national parks. 100 people had to be evacuated as they've got a fire burning outside of Yosemite. And we've told you about this before, but they were ordered to, we've told you about some problems with fires before. So they were ordered to leave their houses because of the proximity of the fire. And it's in a pretty rugged area of thick forest along Highway 140. So they had to indefinitely close the roadway as a result of that. And if you've ever been there, you know that the main entrance to the park is huge. It's like 15 miles, I want to say, from, you know, going from the town of Mariposa to outside to the entrance. So that whole stretch, that 15 miles is closed. Anyone going to Yosemite, which is a big thing to do, Labor Day, you have to take a different route instead, like 120, Highway 41 instead. So the bottom line is it's affecting going in to the park. You can still go in, but it's a little trickier, let's say. A little trickier. How about this policy? Can you imagine if you were told how many children you were allowed to have? Now, some people think that might be a good idea for people who have had, you know, 10, 11, 12 kids, but we're not even going there. We're talking about China. And what's happened is, you know, the one child policy that they have, now they're saying the one child policy has actually led to some pretty brilliant students that they've found in their studies. They're finding more gifted young women are starting to rise up in the cities in China, and it's changing the ratios. So you've got people, you know, especially these girls that are now in college or graduate school, and it's much more balanced with the males than ever before in that country's history. Let me give you an example. In 78, women made up only 24.2% of the student population at Chinese colleges. By 2009, half of the full-time undergrads were women. 47% of the graduate students were female. How about that? So 79 was when China had the family planning rules that they barred any urban families from having a second kid because they were trying to cut off the population growth. So now they, for a lot of these families, they have no male heir, and the parents have spent more, I guess, on the daughter's education. And so that's been a huge, huge shift, a huge shift in a way of thinking, too, I would assume, culturally. Interesting. Always is when we check the numbers, like I said, and we can count. So let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I really love your show. You always give me some time. And I mean, and I'm not an insomniac, but I was listening to the show at the same time I was watching Greta Van Susteren. And I want to get back to what she said, but really quick. China's had that policy that was put in place by the New World Order, so supposedly, to keep their population down. They also kidnapped the girls and sell them on the world market. That was in the Wall Street Journal. China also anesthetizes the Falun Gong practitioners and takes their organs out and sells them on the black market and gives them to the party leaders, those animals in China, the leaders of China. I was just reading the Epoch Times, which is a Falun Gong newspaper. They had a meeting here in Westchester County in New York just yesterday or the day before, right after the hurricane. And the point I'm making is this, they're in Tiananmen Square. They use Western technology cameras on the poles to finger the protesters, who they murdered. They showed the tank stopping in front of the guy. They didn't show you mowing the people down. And the reason I'm bringing all of this up, and I'll get back to Greta Van Susteren, is today in the Wall Street Journal, I read about how Libyan spies have used Western technology, and one of the companies that filters out the internet and the phone calls is owned by Boeing. So America, with your iPhones and your Apples and your this and your that and your Ericsson phones who help the Iranians, they can, I have paper here, but I'm in the dark here while I'm talking to you, so I'm not going to read it from the paper, maybe another time. They can see exactly what you're doing in real time. They gave these terrible regimes, these killer regimes, Libya, China, Iran, that technology. If you don't think they have it here, you've got your head firmly ensconced in your rear end. They know what I'm saying. They know what you're thinking. Everything, real time, your computers, your phone calls. It really is 1984. It's already here. I don't have any answers, Kate. You once called me and you said...
That's what I was going to say to you. What was the point of that? I mean, I agree with you. Look, I'm all about that there's Big Brother mugging us. We know that, yeah.
We're talking about Libya and Syria, regime.
Yeah, okay.
But our government has the same technology, so if there is an uprising, they can crush us. We do business around the world with regimes that kill their own people. And
I agree.
For heaven's sake, it doesn't happen here, but... Just, there is no such thing as privacy anymore. That's another point. So I wanted to get that out. And you saw Calderon today, another failed state of Mexico. He's blaming guns and drug usage in America for his failed policy. Every other week I read something in the Times or the Wall Street Journal about the Mexican Attorney General's office, the Mexican military, the Mexican police, corrupt to the hilt. And then, so there is no law and order in that country. And he wants to blame our gun rights and our drug usage, which he might have a point with the drug usage, but what did the Obama administration do? They opened the trucking routes for the Mexican trucks. They simply moved the production from Colombia and Los Pepes, murderers down there, to Los Zetas in Mexico, and they shipped the drugs up with the tractor trailers, which they don't even check, or the submarines. And this one other point I want to make, please. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, whatever, was in the Bloomberg News and in the Weekly Standard, but they didn't mention the banks. Those two banks laundered $378 billion in drug money and paid a $100 million fine. What's your point, Mark? Calderon ought to look in the mirror. He ought to look at the bankers and the governments that are feeding the drug habit in this country. They're allowing it to happen. It's a freaking farce, Kate, and I appreciate your time.
All right, Mark. He unloads. I let him unload there. The Calderon thing, you're preaching to the choir. Anyone who's listened to me, you know I beat the crap out of that guy every chance I get on America Tonight. The thing that galled me the most about Calderon was maybe, more than a year ago, when he spoke to both chambers of Congress and they gave him a standing ovation when he went after Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona. I thought, wow, this is crazy. They just threw her to the wolves, and it had to do with the immigration policy, the law that Arizona had passed, which never went into effect. And the gun thing we talked about a couple of days ago, yeah, absolutely. Of course, once again, blaming the U.S., which is what he does. He pushes it back onto the U.S., but yet desperately, let's face it, they allow that to survive and thrive, and it is because exactly what you said, Mark, they're riddled with corruption in Mexico, and boy, don't we know it.
I'm stupid. You're smart. You just don't get it, do you? You don't.